This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
It's time for ginger cake. Gingerbread.
Gingerbread, but gingerbread can be the biscuits or it can be the cake, so gingerbread sounds
the same thing. Yeah, so when Hansel and Gretel were lost in the forest, it was this is what the word
bread.
Was.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was wee bits crumbs, wasn't it?
Aye. They left wee crumbs.
Yeah. But before I make the gingerbread, I'm going to do these spiced plums with it. So in here, John, I've got butter and brown sugar, so dark muscovado sugar, and just melt that together so it's like a really lovely sort of toffee sauce at this stage. And I want to put some spices in that, so stir anise. And then once they hit the hot sort of butter mixture, a couple of cloves, and you start to get spice here.
And that's just butter and sugar and star anise.
Some cinnamon. And then I like a wee bit of vanilla with plums. So that's just vanilla extract. So just a drop of that in.
Gloopy and dark brown.
Yeah, isn't it? And then just... Right, we'll let that cook down a wee bit just to release the oils and the spices.
I see you doing that. My daughter made ginger cake during the week, but we had no ginger and we had no cinnamon in the house.
Right.
So she used Chinese five spice.
I'm sure it was lovely.
Do you know what?
It tasted a wee bit,
it was different. Uh-huh. There was a wee taste of liquor. Initially we all went, you did not.
Uh-huh.
But actually, it was beautiful. It was kind of a licorice-y, like an aniseed-y sort of, maybe that was the star anise.
It would have been, but I bet it's not. No, that's a lovely classic cake.
Is it?
Yeah.
That
sounds lovely. She's probably invented some. So, look, once it's nice and hot, so just hit that with some
red wine.
Yeah, and then the plums, which are quite ripe, so they'll not need much cooking, John.
Okay.
So just let those swirl around and that there, and then you're getting a nice sauce. They're really ripe, actually. So
I can't help noticing your red wines in the milk bottle. Do you get that delivered every morning?
Yes, I do, yes.
Do you?
Good
one.
That's an idea, isn't it?
A pint a day keeps the doctor away.
Exactly. Right, so while the plums are cooking there, we're going to make the ginger cake. So in here I've got treacle and golden syrup. A tip for the treacle or the golden syrup is just dip your spoon into boiling water and then take it out and it'll come out nice and not messy.
Dip the
hot spoon into boiling water, and then I have most people have digital scales, so if you put your bowl and then zero it and it's 60 grams of treacle and then zero again, 60 grams of treacle, and then you end up with a mess.
Okay. The treacle is
It is
messy.
Pretty messy. And then I've got some vegetable oil in there, and then an egg.
Whole egg.
And then water. I know this is weird, but...
That is weird.
Yeah, it is weird, yeah. But it honestly...
No butter.
That's really healthy, isn't it, for me? So, and we'll just whisk that around, because just...
It's not the most appetizing looking at the minute.
And it's not going to be... When I put everything else in, it's not going to be... So just really good whisk, just to get that... The egg in, but, you know, it's sort of... It's going to be a bit of a workout because the everything. No, it's not that fantastic looking. Do you know my mom?
We're filming this today as well,
yeah.
So you can see
what
we're
kind of
screwing our faces up at.
My mother used to make lovely. She still makes lovely gingerbread, but she always used to say the worse it looks going into the pan, the better the gingerbread.
Right. Okay.
So there you are.
Trust your mother now.
So, plain flour, baking powder, baking soda, preserved ginger chopped, brown sugar. And then just some, I've got some different spices in there. But, you know, it's like your daughter, whatever you have in hand. You know, honestly, I have mixed spices, cinnamon. I like a bit of nutmeg. And then you just mix that in, okay? So the flour, everything mixed in together, just give it. And this is for you'll see, it has to be pretty runny. That's another thing. So mix that all around.
Oh, there it's starting to come out.
And another thing too, you know, if you don't have, I use crystallized ginger for this. You can get the jar ginger. Fresh ginger works brilliantly. Just grate it in, or if you have, you know, the way sometimes if I have a bit of excess ginger, I stick it into the freezer, and then just grate it from frozen.
Oh, right, good thinking.
And then that
before it goes green and mouldy.
Yeah. Don't put mouldy ginger into this. No, look, our plums are coming on there lovely, so you've got nice sauce. And then just pour that into a tray lined with parchment paper. You can take that home now, John. You can make comparisons to the... Yeah, there you are. So that's... And into the oven, not that long, probably about... really about half an hour less. Just keep a wee eye on it, just... Put a skewer in it when it comes out clean, it's ready.
You know it's cooked.
Yeah, and then, look, I think these plums are ready now because they're nice and soft anyway. If you use hard plums, put them into the... Just put them in and let them sit for a wee bit and maybe make them do it nice and gently.
Okay.
You okay? Sometimes put them in and cover them with a parchment. They're lovely and ripe. And then, and this is a ginger cake, so it's nice. Again, it's nice. Look, nice light cake.
Spongy.
Yeah, really spongy. And then you just take a drop, one bit of your plum there. I'll get a nice bit of the sauce up around here. I'll take that clove out, John, in case you break your teeth there.
What was that, a wee stone?
No, it was a clove.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. A bit carried like that.
Recipe's going to be on the website.
And then I'll give you a wee drizzle of
cream. Oh, we were green. Man, I'm back at again. Not really.
Well, I don't want to upset
I'm not going to be slimmer in the week this week.
You've got, so you have a few days to here. Give you another bit of that sauce.
Starve myself for...
Just leave the cream there.
Look at that. Look at that. Give the juice of the plums and the red wine and the cream. This is so not what I should be eating.
When do you get weighed in, John?
Wednesday.
Oh, you'll be fine by Wednesday. You'll be grand.
Just don't leave a thing between now
no,
and then.
No, so there's no butter in the cake, just a wee and a wee tiny bit in the plums, so you're fine.
And a wee tiny bit
just
of double cream.
Just all fruit and spices and ginger. And
I like your attitude.
Yes.
That is gorgeous. And do you know what? A taste of this time of the year.
Doesn't it?
Kind of
I think
ginger
that's
it.
Yeah,
plums,
ginger cake is just perfect, isn't it? And you sort of think of, you know, the nice, the golden leaves and a bit of... crackling your feet coming in, nice ginger cake. I know you said about it being warm, but I had to make it last night, John. So.
Oh, that's lovely.
But you'll have warm cake now when you get home.
To take home? Happy days.
Yeah.
Gingerbread for brunch.
Yeah, lovely.
Recipes on the website, bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster, on our John Toll Show page. Or you can give us a call here on 030 30 80 55 55, and we'll send you one out for your very own self. Paula, thank you so
much. My pleasure,
much.
Thank you.
That's gorgeous. And everybody can just talk amongst themselves for the next sort of 22 minutes or so, and I'll polish this off.
Yeah.
Thanks a million, Paula.
Oh, thank you.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster, and there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Sure.